Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shikha, and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you're listening, subscribing, and commenting. I really appreciate the support. And in this one, I wanted to speak to you about INFJs in relationships and how I feel like we have a little bit of a tendency to go after a certain kind of person. And in my case, especially, and in the case of a lot of the INFJs that have been around me or that I've spoken to, I noticed that there is a tendency that INFJs go for broken people. And if not broken, then somehow they are the kind of person who's going to hurt them, and they know that this person's going to hurt them, and they know that this person's going to cause them pain. And somehow we keep on being attracted or gravitating towards these kinds of people in our relationships. And as I've been speaking to a lot of non-INFJs who want to date INFJs, and these are obviously really good, kind, generous people who really love their INFJ, who really want to be with their INFJ, and who are going to treat their INFJ with the utmost of care, I noticed that these are the kind of people who message me and ask me for advice on dating an INFJ, because their INFJ keeps on pushing them away. Their INFJ keeps on running away from them or hiding in their cave or getting nervous when things get to be too serious or things start getting to a point where they might start getting into a relationship or they're close to that point. And I know that this is because of our general tendency to believe that we are unlovable. We have this tendency to believe that we are not worthy of love, that there's something wrong with us, that we are ourselves broken. And I think that's one of the reasons why we go for broken people, because we're like, well, I'm broken, so I shouldn't be with a healthy person. I should be with a broken person. So not only can I help them fix themselves, which I'm really good at because we have a savior complex, but also because I'm at the same level as them. And so we have this idea or this misconception that because we are broken, which in a lot of cases is not true, we are not broken. We just assume or believe that we're broken because we've been told it by the people in our lives, or we've just kind of taken on this assumption about ourselves because we do see ourselves very clearly. We are not able to brush away our imperfections as easily as other people can. And so we go after certain kinds of people, and they're definitely not good for us. There are drains on our energies. A lot of them are narcissistic, and they are not good for us. You know, a lot of them might be love bombing us, or they might be taking advantage of us. And then we also go for people who are obviously terrible and not good people, and they're not going to treat us well. And we know that going into the situation, but we still go into it because we have this, as I said, idea that we're not worthy of love. So if the relationship fails, which it will, because the person's not interested in being with you or is not going to take good care of you, and eventually you're going to get sick and tired of them and you're going to leave them. Once the relationship fails, which is inevitable, we can justify it with the same idea saying, hey, of course the relationship failed because I'm unworthy of love. Of course the relationship didn't work out because I am not the kind of person that is going to be in a relationship where I can get any love from that other person. And so we break up these relationships, you know, or we run away from the person, or we do things to annoy the person, and the relationship breaks apart. And in our heads, we're thinking, ah, yes, good. This is one more evidence that I can put into my roster, into my book, saying, hey, yeah, I'm unworthy of love. I should never be in a relationship. I'm not going to be ever in a relationship. I'm going to be single for the rest of my life. I'm going to be lonely for the rest of my life. Great, good. Good more evidence that I can store in my book. And then we repeat the cycle. So, you know, unfortunately or fortunately, we are pretty attractive to other people. You know, people are attracted to us. They want to be with us. I get a lot of messages from non-INFJs saying, I am intensely attracted to this INFJ, and I don't know why. And this kind of thing is repeated over and over again in all the conversations I have with non-INFJs. There's just something about INFJs that causes the non-INFJ to just fall head over heels with them without a clue of what the person's all about. And so, you know, we constantly get, a lot of times we get people interested in us, and again we are in this mindset thinking, hey, this person's pretty healthy, really smart, generous, beautiful, kind, handsome, has a lot of good qualities. Why are they interested in me? I don't understand. And so we'll sabotage the relationship with this person by running away, by pulling away from them, by pushing them away, by doing things that obviously irritates them, by doing things that they've asked us not to do, by doing things that they have repeatedly asked us not to do, and we keep on doing them because we want to push them away. And so, as I said, eventually the relationship does break apart because a person can only go so far before you push them away and they're like, all right, I guess this person doesn't want to be with me. I have so many instances of non-INFJs who try really hard. They break through all the barriers that the INFJ has. They push and push and push as much as they can. They get into their inner circle. They try as if they cannot try anymore. And eventually, they give up because the INFJ does not seem to relent. The INFJ, even after months and months of the non-INFJ trying, does not seem to want to give in. Even though it's very obvious that they're interested, even though it's very obvious that they like the person, the non-INFJ, I mean, even though there's interest on both sides, the INFJ is still filled with fear, still filled with anxieties about getting into this relationship, still worried that they're not good enough for this person, and they run away, or they go into their cave, or they push the person, and, you know, they break the relationship apart. And the non-INFJ is just sitting there thinking, this could have been really good. This could have been a really good relationship where it would have been completely complementary towards each other. It could have been amazing, but you pushed me away and you caused this to happen. So unfortunately, I'm giving up on you. And again, once the non-INFJ gives up on the INFJ takes this as another evidence to say, hey, look, of course no one's going to stick around for me. Of course no one's going to stick around and be in a relationship with me. Of course no one is going to love me forever and ever. Of course every relationship I'm in is going to break apart. Hey, you did this to yourself. And a lot of times I just want to shake an INFJ and shake myself and say, hey, stop doing this to yourself. Stop playing the victim role. Stop pretending like you didn't cause this to happen. Stop pretending like you didn't know that this was inevitable from the behavior that you were displaying. Come on, right? And so if you're going to play the victim role, realize that you are the one who's perpetuating the cycle. You're the one who's pushing away people that are amazing, that are really good for you, and going after people who are absolutely terrible for you. You're the one who's doing this to yourself. So stop complaining about the fact that you're lonely. Stop complaining about the fact that you're alone. Stop complaining about the fact that you're single. Because you're not even trying. When good people come into your life and they want to be in a relationship with you, they're really trying to be in a relationship with you, you're just pushing them away and walking away, pretending like nothing's going on. So it's your fault. And a lot of times I'm just sitting there looking at the situation and really I wish that I could go to these INFJs that the non-INFJs are speaking about and say, hey, can you please stop? This non-INFJ, this person really likes you and they're really good for you. And they're going to be around only for a few more months or a few more weeks, and then they're going to give up because you just don't even contact them, or you don't even talk to them, or you don't even reciprocate anything that they're doing. Stop being like this. Stop destroying all your relationships because you don't believe that you're worthy of love. Just try a little bit. You know, put yourself into the relationship for a little bit and see how it goes. Don't destroy everything just because you believe that you're not worthy of love, because it's not true. And these people are showing you with all of their actions, all their heart, all their words, that you are worthy of love. And they can see you. They see you as you are. They want to be with you. They really love you as you are. They want to be with you. They're trying to be with you. So please, please reciprocate from your side as well, so they don't run away, so they don't give up. Because there's only so much a person is going to take. Because before they think, okay, I think that I'm going to take care of my own mental sanity. I'm going to take care of my own mental health. And I think I need to stop. I need to give up on this situation. It's like, obviously, it's not working out, right? So I wanted to do this video because I myself listen to all these non-INFJs talk about their relationships with these INFJs who are just not even doing anything or trying anything. I'm really frustrated. And actually really upset and hurt on their behalf, on the non-INFJ's behalf, because I can really see how hurt and upset they are, how betrayed they feel, how much they've put into it, and how little they're getting from their INFJs. Now, of course, you might be like, oh, I've given in the past, and it never worked out, and you know, I'm afraid because it never worked out in the past, so I'm not sure if this relationship's going to work out. And that's something that I'm really constantly telling you, is that the past does not dictate the future. Yes, it might happen 10,000 times before. It has happened 10,000 times already. But what does that say about the future? Does that mean that's going to happen in the future as well? Maybe. But you'll never know unless you try. You'll never know unless you actually try. So yes, it might have to happen 10,000 times before. But maybe the next time, the 10,001 time, or the 10,001st time, it might be completely different. It might be that this person turns out to be the person that you're looking for, the person that's going to make you blossom, the person that you can really be yourself around. So who knows? You never know until you try. So please don't use the past as a dictate of the future. It is not like that. Things change all the time. Things are always in transmutation and permutation. You never know. So please, 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 please open up your mind a bit, especially to relationships and to new people who might really be perfect for you. I hope this makes sense. I hope I was able to articulate myself well. And if you have any questions about this or you have comments, please, you know, comment below. And if you want dating and INFJ coaching, then obviously, you know, message me and we can figure something out. Again, thank you so much and I shall see you the next time. Bye.
Thanks for listening.
If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.